Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup right here in the world headquarters, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, right next to Fisherman's Landing, right next to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And speaking of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle here, the tackle guru. We're talking our favorite subject, fishing tackle, toys,
and just
right?
Fishing.
Just fishing in general, and because it's like... It's biting.
Yeah.
It's fishing right now. You can watch the people like very excited getting on anything from a full day trip, a half day trip, a overnight trip, a day and a half trip, up to a 10-day trip, and they're going to catch fish.
Yes. And go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just going to say you were talking about all the things. One of the things I love so much about being right here in the world headquarters this time of year, and I'm so excited about that camera, is there's the Royal Star spinning around, they're getting ready to pick up the load of passengers that you're talking about that are going right now. You know what I mean? Like, this whole thing is this time of year, this place, this excitement.
Yeah.
It's just
came in
special.
With them.
We're going to have that shot next week.
I know.
I'm working on
That's
it.
So
but
cool.
I'm pretty confident I'll have that shot for you next week.
Right and, out the window. There
yeah.
they are.
And probably what we'll do is we'll run that during the breaks. So
there
people
can
kind of watch things
there
going
go.
On, switch back and forth and stuff. The beauty of having live Facebook
yeah.
and live YouTube,
yeah.
right?
The Star came in with such an amazing trip again. I mean, this yellowfin down below that's 40 to 60 pounds, they're on mega anchovy balls, and so it's a show. They're just crashing these bait balls, and it's just an instant bite. It's one of our past employees was getting off the boat this morning, and he was telling me he was just in awe of the trip. And Tim
and the grade of the fish.
Yes. Tim sent me a little video of that. There was a bait ball like 10 feet from the side of the boat, and the fish could care less that there's a 92-foot boat there, and they're just crashing this bait ball, and you're just looking down in the water going, oh, my God. And then, you know, we're having guys buying poppers and all this stuff to say, I know I don't need a popper to catch that fish, but I've never caught a popper fish, so I know I can catch one on this bite.
We had that scene on Tuesday at the Coronado Islands.
Yes.
And thanks to RC for calling us in. It was these giant bait balls of anchovy.
Come on,
with these huge, giant schools of yellowtail and some bluefin mixed in, too, surfing down. It was a little sporty that day. They were surfing down the waves right at us.
Oh my God.
Here they come.
Right.
I mean, what a visual, even if you just sat there
visual.
And watched.
And that's pretty much what I did.
So yeah.
It's like, whoa. But Chris Roop on the boat,
he
put it down on the surface.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
For sure.
How fun.
For sure. Yeah, but hey, speaking of catching, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report today. And today, that FishDope.com report sponsored by our friends at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, and your boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit also is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your next trip? 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for a 25-pound bag.
$3.99.
It's not a 20-pound bag. It's a 25-pound bag, and it's $3.99.
Half the price of other places.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can get as many of them as you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They load it up. They make a tremendous volume of ice. $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. That's half the price of most of the others. Plus, you get the 100 pounds of free ice with your 35-gallon fill. They have Kirkland products lower than the prices from the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks, all for 89 cents and so much more. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always those low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right.
We're going to start off our Catch Sport with our man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rick, Pete, Doug. Hey, Doug, I got to tell you, it's always hard to work on my notes when you're on the show. There's just so much good stuff to listen to. Oh, man.
It's always good to hear your voice. Mark and I fished in the Catalina Marlin tournament, so I can call him Captain. He's my boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug is without question the best cockpit guy I've ever seen, man. There's just so much stuff going on. But guys, I got to tell you, we're creeping up here on the end of August, you know, and we're seeing some interesting and positive changes both inshore and offshore. So earlier this year, you know, we were talking, I think on a couple different of these episodes here, about the natural signs and how they relate to the timing of some of our fisheries. One of my favorites, which you guys have heard about endlessly in early season, is the flowers on the dogwood trees and the sea bass bite. And there's definitely a connection there. And Doug, I think you got your signal for yellows at the Coronados, if I'm not mistaken. And
got my rootless pear tree. That's my yellowtail tree.
There you go.
Yeah.
But another long-time connection is the June bugs and the local marlin fish. And those June bugs, I forget what they call them, but they're those big green beetles that fly around. And, man, they took their time showing up this year. They were way the heck late, but they're just everywhere now up here. And lo and behold, that marlin fishing off the east end of Catalina especially, they are just biting full speed. Now, there's a big spread of fish, but ground zero, I think, right now is right around the east end of Cat. There's been some really good days, guys. So many boats are getting multiples, and a high percentage of that is jigfish. And that makes it perfect for dropback fishing, especially if you got the balls to fish your jigs with no hooks. The fish come up, they're batting them around, they get all fired up, you slide them back a mackerel, you'll get them just about every single time. And, you know, you lose most of, or no, I wouldn't say most, but a high percentage of jigfish when you're jumping around. You hardly ever lose a bait fish. So it's just a definitely excellent way to catch marlins if you guys are into that. So shifting gears, that warm, clean water inshore has got some of the local bass fishing just really turning on. That bite out here on a horseshoe, you know, again, it took a while to get going, but, man, it's just awesome right now. The deeper spots outside the east end there, 14, 15 fathoms. It's really good fish, and the water's been 70, 71, clear. Surprised we're not seeing more yellows in it, but this anchor up current from some of those outside spots, sort of chum line, fly line, a hot sardine back there, and man, it's just game on. That calico bass fishing at this time of year, going out for the afternoon bite, because the fish definitely bite better in the afternoon when the sun comes out. It's really fun stuff. So another uptick in conditions is offshore. excuse me. It was a little slow getting started, just like some of the other stuff, but, man, we're seeing much better signal now. A few more yellowfin on dolphins around. Some were caught yesterday or the day before, just a few miles off of Dana, which we're kind of waiting to see there. More yellows and dorados on kelps, and some of those dorados have been pretty big. And marlin scattered just about everywhere, so kind of looks like we're in for a September surprise with the way conditions are straightening out and the amount of fish that's around. You know, September's just an awesome month. The weather's typically good. The crowds often thin out and fish everywhere, so it's really fun stuff. And I don't know that we got time to talk about the tunas out there on the Cortez and the Tanner and the big yellows biting over at Catalina, and the amount of yellows and a few sea bass at Cometti, and of course that wide open yellowtail fishing that you guys are getting at the Coronados. You know, Pete, I need about 10 more minutes.
Yeah, I think I love August reports.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go and say it's going to be a September to remember.
I think
it's going to happen this year for sure. Something's going in. Of course, Fish Dope, Danny and the boys. We'll have all that information on fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. $30 on a must-have. That's fishdope.com on your membership there. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and I got one really quick story I just got to tell because it ties to what you guys were talking about, CalStar, a little bit ago.
Okay.
And the way Doug outlined all those issues that we all struggled through for a while. But last week on Thursday, we called them up, ordered a few rods for a customer that wanted something kind of special, and Dave walked in with them Saturday morning.
Hey,
and
nice.
That was incredible compared to what it's been.
And I'm gonna go say that 800 XL Graphiter that I was talking about, that's the Mark Wishrod. Mark helped create that Seabass Special. But like I say, I've caught tuna, yellowtail, everything on that thing. Seabass, it doesn't matter, but it's that's the Mark Wishrod.
Yeah, that was fun stuff back in them days, man. Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it. Go fishing, guys. It's time to go.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
I like it.
Take care, Mark.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, the good fishing keeps rolling along here as we approach September. Still catching that mix of bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, calico bass, seen some bonita in the count, seen some white sea bass in the count, spread across all different trips there. So, I mean, whatever you want to catch, someone's probably catching it right now. Those half-day trips, still very good calico bass fishing, still seeing some bonita, some yellowtail in the mix there. The twilight last night, one bonita, 22 calico bass, at least about 100 of them. Very good fishing on both those. The full day trips, fishing the islands, occasionally fishing offshore on some of those charters, seeing a lot of yellowtail. Sea-Watch actually had a bluefin a couple of days ago on that full day trip. San Diego had a couple bluefin, and we talk about this. We know the San Diego is the name everyone thinks of when you think of those full day trips, but the Sea-Watch has had a pretty solid summer here too, keeping pace there, catching those yellowtail, barracuda, bass, had a couple of bluefin in there. The 1 day, day and a half, and 2 days, spread out between those bluefin, yellowtail, some white sea bass in the mix there still, some halibut. So all around, just great fishing, guys. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for everything from half day up to the multi-day trips. And if you're looking to get in one of those twilight trips, we're going to end those after the holidays. So only a couple more weeks there. And honestly, that twilight trip has been one of our most consistent trips all year. It's been a nice, great, you know, mix of fishing on there. So just call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to get you guys set up fishing there, answer any questions you have. You can come down, visit us at the shop here, get your gear, get on a boat, and get out there fishing because, like we said, we talk about this every year. September, October is kind of when, our local summer. We don't have as many people coming in and visiting, but fishing is great September, October. We've had some great fishing in November, so definitely don't put your gear away yet. And keep an eye on those fish counts and come out and go fishing.
This is the time we live for, Marcos. A great report, biting on all the trips. And, man, like I say, got to love August. I love these reports. It was from the half days all the way up to the long trips. It's happening right now. A great report, as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, speaking of good yellowtail fishing, can you imagine how good this next report is going to be? And that's from our great friend Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. Rosie, with it so good up here, I just can't imagine how that yellowtail must be at our favorite island.
Ricky, you can't imagine the yellowtail at Cedro's Island. This has been, Jeff and I are sitting here listening to you all, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Jeff and I are sitting here listening to you all, and we're going, this has been, by far, in the 8 years I've been doing this, a season to remember. It has been unbelievable. The quality, the grade of the yellowtail coming around is just like nothing else. And, you know, even like listening to Doug talk about, someone with, you know, catching on the poppers, that they want to catch something on the poppers. We've got guys down at the island catching yellowtail on poppers because they want to see if they can do it, and they can do it. I think the biggest thing for us right now with the size of these yellowtail is to remind everybody that you really got to, you know, line up. You got to really put some heavier line on. We had a group down there the other day that, you know, even though you tell them, look, you got to use 60 and 80 pound, they're using 40 pound, and those guys lost 4 or 5 jigs before they said, maybe we should put some heavier line on. So, yeah, our yellowtail, we have been upwards of 53 pounds in the last few weeks. We are getting limits by 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'm not talking limits of 15 pounds. I am talking limits of solid 30, 40-pound fish.
Wow.
And our anglers have been very smart this year. They're very careful about what they are bringing down to the island. They're definitely bringing what they need, but they're leaving home what they don't need. So a lot of anglers are coming home with 40 and 50 pounds of quality grade yellowtail. So, Yeah, you know, it has been such good fishing. We had some squid show up the other day. Captains were scooping up the fish. Of course, those are, you know, putting right back down, and we're getting some beautiful white sea bass. Still, the name of the game is surface iron. No matter what surface iron you like, they're going to bite it. And just making sure that the colors are blue and white, the mint, you know, the typical Cedros colors. But it has been, like I said, a season to remember. And I have to say, you know, you guys are talking about this fall fishing come up. I can't even imagine what's going to happen in September down at Cedros. So,
are there any spots available, Rosie?
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of September, we had a unfortunate circumstance, but we have four spots open up on a September 13th through 18th trip. There are four spots. You guys, get on down there. Give me a call. Get some of these big yellowtail. We've had personal best after personal best after personal best. We had a gentleman catch his personal best on the half-day fishing of arrival. And then on his last day, he caught another personal best. He cast out again, and he caught another personal best. So three personal bests on the trip, just getting better and better and better. So there you go.
How do we find you, Rosie?
Hey, please give me a call. It's the best thing to do. It's 619-772-7570. Check out our website at cedrossportfishing.com. And then you can always look at our social media on Facebook and Instagram at cedrossportfishingbcm. But a lot of big fish down there. If you guys want to catch a big yellowtail, give me a buzz.
Great job, Rosie. Appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it, you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that. Doug, I think we should probably have a corporate meeting down there.
September
seems like a good time to discuss.
It's a little crowded up here. We might want to go down where it's nice and quiet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we can plan tackle day down
there. Yeah, there you go.
I like it. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored by our friends at Fisherman's Processing, the Fish Pros. Nobody does it like Fisherman's Processing, where you get the premier processing experience, and check out their brand new, easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With new team members and the finest Fisherman's Processing, they stay far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today.
All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Doug. Let's jump. Maybe they want to win that $100 gift certificate to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
They definitely want to win that.
Who wouldn't, right?
Well,
Pete Gray. Yes.
Well, we got Mike from Phoenix on the line. What's up, Mike? Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Lots of information flying around today. I appreciate that. My question is
that's
Pete.
Not all that's flying around.
Hey, remember, I'm watching you, too.
Uh-oh. Careful. Hi.
Hey, Pete, question for you on field research once you got back from your big trip. You talked about the APCO swimmer. Have you done anything with that here, that mid-colored one on the yellowtail?
I have not, because I haven't thrown it.
Yeah,
basically, I have not thrown. I should have, especially the other day. I didn't have one tied on. I should have. And I think the other day, because it was on that small anchovy, I would have dropped down to the smaller one. I don't know what they have two different sizes in that AFCO swimmer, and probably that smaller one. Probably they would have.
One of our guys was out the same day that you were out, and it sounded like the smaller jigs were getting bit a little better.
Yeah,
and,
RC.
Yeah, and when it's on that no-see-em kind of stuff, you know, sometimes you have to try a couple different things.
Yeah.
And also some fast retrieve jerk baits, you know, have been working.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little bit, you know, experimental, even though there's wide open fish everywhere. When they have that much feed, you still have to draw the bite.
Yes.
And so, you know, if you're
a couple different sizes.
If the fish are that present and you're not getting bit, you got to start trying different things.
Yes. Yeah, but that AFCO swimmer is it swims very well, and I think it would be it would have been a perfect option had I had one tied on.
Absolutely.
I got to bring more rods.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's reminiscent of the wax wing that Shimano put out, and I can remember up in La Jolla, and a lot of times La Jolla, for whatever reason, they want a smaller bait. And I forget the size. I think it was a 118 size that they had, the little tiny guy. And, you know, that was working better than the 138, which was the standard, you know, surface iron type size. So, yeah, sometimes if you can get a smaller bait on them and still have, you know, if you're near rocks, you've got to have enough hook, you know, so you don't
right.
straighten your hook or unbutton. But
so what would you throw that on? Okay, so something a little lighter, you know, not a regular weighted surface iron. Do you?
I mean,
do,
I would throw a Trans 400 and like an 8.5 foot, you know, graphite style, you know, inshore but super beefy rod.
Like something you'd throw for calicos. No.
Something that, you know, calicos, you don't necessarily need an 8.5 foot rod, especially on a private boat. But,
yeah.
But you know, that in that genre, but you need the length, 8.5, 9 foot even,
yeah.
to get it out to the fish. But, you know, probably straight Spectra on your Tranx 400.
Okay.
I mean, especially in open water, but, I mean, you can put the screws to them on a Tranx 400.
Yeah.
That reel is amazing.
It is amazing. It can catch a big fish.
Yes, and yeah. I have. Yeah.
I think the calico yeah. bass rod, but, like, the beefier version. You know what
okay.
I mean? Like, the almost more like what you would fish a Cabrilla, you know, down below, like something a little
oh,
bigger. And
okay.
you need to have a soft enough tip section that that rod is going to load with something that weighs, you know, that doesn't weigh a whole lot like a swimmer or a waxwing would, but still has enough guts at the bottom end of the rod to deal with, you know, pulling on a potential 25 or 30 pound fish that's close to the rocks in shallow water. And
with sea lions around.
With sea
lions. we good story on this one. We were coming back. We had a great day on Tuesday at the islands. And we're coming back. We stopped at the ribbon and we were kind of throwing the rest of our bait. And the ocean erupted with yellowtail
oh,
around.
It's
like,
cool.
I could see it on the meter. It's like, throw bait. It's like, oh my God. Here's
oh,
yellow.
How fun.
Right? Chris hooked on one on a yo-yo. I hooked one on bait. And it was a good one, and we had them, and then the sea lion came in. Fortunately, we had, and the other places we were fishing, we didn't have any sea lion issues, but of course on the ribbon, they hang out
yeah.
there,
oh,
right?
they
and they know, they're very well trained.
Yes.
So we had, fortunately, we had kept some barracuda to keep them off of us, but right when we were getting, and we learned this from Brandon Nelson, took a net with us to release them, because we had plenty of fish, and we're,
yep.
and the problem with releasing yellowtail, if there's sea lions around, you can't get them released fast enough. So we used a big net like you'd use for salmon.
You mean because you're at boat side fumbling with them?
Right,
trying to get
hooks right. And they'll come from right
sure.
under the boat and grab them
sure.
out of your hand. Take a net with you. We used the net. We scooped them right up, literally out of the jaws of this giant sea
oh,
lion.
My God.
And then just started laughing. And then once the sea lion, we distracted the sea lion
yeah.
with the barracuda, released the fish unharmed to
nice.
Go swim another day. And but so that's a hint I would give. If you, I mean, you can only keep so many yellowtail, really.
Oh,
I mean,
we're releasing
yeah,
them now.
Let them go, yeah.
yeah.
And come back and catch them another day. And but use, when there's sea lions around, take a net with you.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was from, that was a lesson.
That was a lucky bee.
From the lucky bee.
Lucky
yeah,
bee.
I like it.
That's it.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of great tackle info from Doug and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It has been a very busy morning on the phones and the text.
Looking through the text here, we of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, you can text us. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube, that when you see us looking at our phones, we're looking at the email. They come to us in a form of the email. Thanks very much to Adam Clark, our app guy, for creating that.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're looking at text. We're not like...
I promise I'm not just scrolling around.
Yeah. We're looking at the text that you guys are sending, but we have to go through and find. I mean, and a lot of good ones for sure. But
too many. That's the problem.
And then of course we have our screen here that Chris puts the phones calls up. So if you see us looking over this way, that's what we're looking at over there. And a lot of fun there. But look who's on the line right now. Our buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey guys. Hey. Yeah. You really got me going with that net. I did not think that fish was going to fit in that net.
No, and it didn't. I just said, we need a bigger net, right? They're nice.
I was part of the crew laughing at that. I could not believe Chris dipped down, got that thing, and then that seal came by at Mach 5. That was amazing.
It was like almost in the net, right? It was like...
I thought it was going to be in the boat.
Yeah, crazy. But then we delivered him away with the Barracuda, right?
Oh, that was just how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, it was perfect scenario. So you have a big event happening right now, starting today at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay.
We do, and we just got the word from Hovey, and they did this last year. They called it the end of summer sale, and I just hate that name because this isn't the end of summer. This is the endless summer sale.
Yeah,
we're just getting into the best part of summer.
Yeah.
How about the fishing off of La Jolla or all the guys catching all those spotties and stuff in the bay on kayaks? I mean, it's a perfect time. Believe it or not, you could save over $800 on a pro angler right now.
Whoa.
This goes for
this
1 week.
Never goes on sale, Ron.
Never goes on sale, except for the boat show.
Yeah.
And we've never had a sale this big on them. And Hobie's wanting us to move out boats so we can buy more next year.
Yeah.
So they kind of put us, it wasn't my idea, but I'll go with it. They got Outbacks at $369 off. Anything in our inventory we can put on sale this week. And if you guys are thinking, well, do I want the Pro Angler or the Outback? Just call us up, come down, do a demo on both of them, pick a boat, and you save the most we've ever given off on boats.
So now the hottest thing going are the I-9 and I-11 inflatables.
They're on sale also.
Come on. So how much are you going to get off on an I-9 or 11?
The I-11 is going to be over $300 off.
Holy.
And, yeah, that's crazy. And the I-9, the one I've been using a lot lately, and the one that my buddy Chris just loves, they're going to be $250 off.
Holy.
Now, those never go on sale, and I did a count. I have 11, I have 11 nines left. And I don't, yeah, and then I think I have seven, of the 11s left. And I got to tell you, those, sometimes we'll do five or six in a weekend. So I'm looking for, you know, things to happen. And if you want one, get down to the store. And just and come, at least just come down and try one.
So
just
this
call us.
Goes through next Saturday.
That's right.
But
that's right.
It, while supplies last, while inventory lasts. How about
well, yeah.
Are links on sale too?
Links are on sale. They're over $300 off. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, I've never heard.
As long as they're in, as long as they're in inventory, we can do the sale on them.
Never.
They're not allowing us to. I don't have any shipments planned this week. I could see that in the numbers, but I really we can't get an order in that quick. So this is a really a great opportunity for the guys to, you know, extend their endless summer.
There you go.
Let's just get a boat and go fishing.
And you're open today, right?
Oh, yeah, all day. We're going to be jamming out boats today.
Yes.
It'll be a good day to come down and do a demo, you know, maybe just look at the different kinds. And, you know, if you want to do a demo, just call us at 619-222-0766. And then you can set it up, and we'll have them all ready when you get there.
There you go. And then come on down. You open at 10 o'clock, right?
Nine today.
We're open, nine today.
Yeah, nine to 5:30. And, yeah, it's I'm kind of amazed that we were able to pull this off. Wednesday we got the news, and so luckily we've been able to get the word out, and I think it's on, yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Big sale at Fastlane Kayaks now through next Saturday, which, by the way, next Saturday, Ron will be right here in the world headquarters with us talking fishing.
That's right. And last day, get there quick.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring in a list of what's left.
Yeah. All right. Sounds great, Ron. Hey, good luck with the sale today. And, yeah, we should, I should get over and buy an I-9,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
Well, yeah. I-9s are ready to go.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
Great.
Hey,
right.
Good show.
It. All right. Rick, you have a great text,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. I love all this gear talk. Could Doug put together a budget combo for 100-plus pound bluefin tunas? I want something that I could catch bigger fish at night with, maybe double as a trolling outfit during the day, but working on a budget. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yep. So a combo rail rod and trolling rod, you have to pick which one you're going to do the most of because they really are kind of two different animals, but there's nothing that says you can't stick a rail rod in the gunwale and troll around and catch some school-sized fish. Probably the best, and, you know, when you say budget, I mean, there are all different price points, but, you know, the Southern California American-made rods are going to be the highest priced. They're going to be of high quality. But we don't carry anything that wouldn't do the job. So there's two that come to mind. The Phoenix rods, they make 7'2" and 7'8" rail rods. And probably if you were going to try and troll with it, you'd go with the 7'2". They come in, you know, different extra heavy ratings. So probably the three, you know, the triple extra heavy would be the appropriate one. So the 7'2". 3XA or 3HX, they call it. And then you could go with a GraphTech. Theirs tend to be a little bit longer, and they're also lesser money. So that I'm just going to go approximate. You're going to be under $400 for the access rod by Phoenix, I believe. And then when you get into the GraphTech, you're probably going to be closer to, you know, maybe even under 300 range. Also, Shimano, they have their Therese rod, but it gets probably flirting with that 450 range, if I had to guess. And then I really don't ever recommend that you scrimp on the reel, but if you wanted to go with like a Pen Fathom 60 or 80, that would be a good, you know, mid-price reel. they're still going to be in that 300 and something range, but you know, you're not spending $600-700 on some of the other brands. And then you've got to put line on it. So the Spectra is going to cost you $100 and something. Resist the temptation to get free Spectra that comes from Asia. It will just let you down, and you're going to have to go spend the $100 and something anyway. But you know, that could.
How do you know? Like, if somebody, okay, let's go
just
over
buy
that.
PowerPro or Iser, one of the name brands, Jerry Brown.
Now, when you guys offer free Spectra, that's what you score.
Yes,
yeah.
You know, when we get,
but some place that offers free Spectra, they don't.
That's why we do it 3 times a year,
right.
3 special sales.
So buyer beware is what you're saying.
We get a lot of that from our fleet, you know, and our we're blessed that the tackle store opens the doors to where the fleet comes in, and we hear it every night from guys. And it's you know, Spectra is being treated like this thing that's no big deel. Like, oh yeah, you get free Spectra when you buy a reel. Well, it's common practice for people to get a hold of just really crummy Spectra, but it's free, and so that's the advantage. And then guys will go on our trips, and it fails, or it digs in, or it's not what was rated, or it's put on in like
they're losing fish on it.
We see it so often.
A true budget rail rod outfit is going to cost you, with tax and line and everything included, you're going to be flirting with a grand, and there's no way around it.
Yeah.
And if you really try to scrimp much beyond that, you're going to have a rod failure, you're going to have a reel failure, you're going to have a line failure.
If you're going to go a couple times a year, just rent the right gear from Fisherman's Landing or Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Absolutely.
Because they have the right gear.
Yeah, I mean, we have Talikas and Calstars back there. That's
spooled
the right
with the right stuff and everything
and,
like
and
that.
And our guys are messing with the line every day.
But if you're going to go 3, 4, 5 times a year.
Yeah,
if you buy it. It's an investment. It's gonna last virtually forever.
I mean, this round of big fish that we're on just keeps providing year and year after year after year after year. I mean, I think you're safe. Make the investment.
Yeah.
Get that heavy piece of tackle.
For sure. Well, let's go south down to Los Barriles and talk to our good buddy Chris Moyer from Smokey's Curing and Company and Cantina. Buenos dias, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Pedro, Ricky, buenos dias. How we doing, guys?
Excelente, amigo. We're kind of watching as it rolls through our on our YouTube and Facebook live series here, your logos. There it is, Smokey's Curing and Cantina. The highlight
is the next
one right here. Yeah. Look at that one.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
The logo is the
That one a good one or what? People are loving that logo.
Yeah. Is that into a T-shirt?
Yeah, oh yeah, we got gear. We got swag.
Okay.
We got swag. Oh, hey, I'm really sorry about calling in late, guys. I had to go to the airport to pick up our guy from Guadalajara that comes and works on our services all our vacuum packing machines. So I had to make the churros this morning, guys. I apologize.
No problem. So what's going on down there?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Man, I'm telling you guys, we are in the midst of a heck of a yellowfin tuna bite. I told you guys this last week. And Pedro, this is funny, and Rick, we talked about this the last full moon cycle, the fishing fell off for like 10 days. I mean, and it's like, oh, this is a real thing. Now, we didn't miss a beat this time over the full moon. They just kept biting right on through, man, and I tell you what, the guys are fishing a lot of kites right now, and they're getting a lot of big tuna on the kites. So yeah, man, and honestly, there's not that many boats going out. You know, this is really the slowest time of the fishing season is right now, but all the boats are going out and they're getting lots of tuna. And, you know, they're still, you know, 20, 25 miles out, but that's not too far to go. And then marlin galore and sailfish, you're talking blue marlin, striped marlin, sailfish. We've got, you know, it's just really good fishing right now. Limit, you know, not a lot of wahoo and dorado, but still some rooster fish inshore. Not the big ones we were getting over the last couple months. But, man, just really, I'm telling you, man, the tuna bite is just awesome, and we didn't miss a beat over the full moon.
That's so cool. And, of course, we have our Let's Talk hookup, Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular in October, beginning of October. Can't wait for that. That's coming up real soon. And good time of year to come down. Do you have any spots available in October, which is September, October on Vaquera?
We're getting full up, but you know what? We still got plenty of dates. Yeah, we've got dates. We're not completely booked, but I'm sure we can accommodate pretty much anybody. We've got a lot of dates available, but yeah, we're definitely going to be picking up here in September and October. And you and I are going to be fishing on the Vaquera. I think it's the 14th, right?
Yeah, looking forward
to that. October 14th.
Man.
I can't wait.
Well, if somebody wants to come down and go fishing aboard Vaquera, come over to Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina, get the fish processed, and have the best food and drink in Baja. How do we find you, Chris?
Hey, shrimp tacos and cervezas, right, Ricky?
Count me in, baby. It's my most favorite. That's what I think, is going to Smokey's and getting those shrimp tacos.
Hell yeah. So listen, you can get a hold of us at vaquerasportsfishing.com, or you can email me at BajaSmoke.2G@gmail.com, man, and we'll look forward to talking to you.
All right. Best, very Chris. Good, Chris. Talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that.
Hey, I'll talk to you next Saturday, guys.
All right.
Take
Thanks
care.
A lot. All right. Let's jump into the phones. They're all packed. Right. They want to talk to Doug.
Randy in Costa Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Randy? Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Randy.
Sounds like we had him and lost him all the
yeah.
same time there.
While we're waiting to get Randy back there, I just have a quick one here. And I just, you know, our Facebook and YouTube live thing is so new. It's nice to hear feedback like this from Mario in Pasadena. It says, good morning, gentlemen. I'm watching YouTube and it's awesome. It's like being in the room. Great option. Thanks for another great show.
That's
so
cool.
Nice. Appreciate that feedback from
That's
our listeners.
Cool.
So
cool.
Let's try another one, Rick.
Yeah. How about Jeff, who's calling us from Mission Bay this morning? Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Great show today.
There he is.
Love hearing
hey,
Doug.
Jeff.
How you doing?
Yeah, I love hearing Doug on the radio. I'm going to Cedros next week. I got a Torium 20, and I want to pair it with a Calstar 278H that I have. Hey, Doug, what's the heaviest mono you'd fish on the Calstar 278H?
And what... What purpose is this going to serve? Is this going to be like a live bait yellowtail rod? Is this going to be a bass rod? What and then obviously you do other things besides Cedros. What's kind of your perception of where you want to go with this outfit?
I want to use it as a backup surface iron rod to my existing surface iron rod, and I don't know if it's too heavy or too light. What do you think? Could I fish 40 on it?
No, it's not appropriate for that at all, and that's why when you said Cedros and then mentioned a 270 heavy like that, you really need to go to at least a 6480. That's an 8-foot rod. It's a legit 40 that'll fish 50 in a pinch. You might have to do an aftermarket Tiburon clamp to get that on because it's got a fairly thick butt section. But the stock clamps might want to work on it, so you have to try that first. If it doesn't, just get a Tiburon aftermarket. Those things are great. They don't get in the way of the casting, or they're not uncomfortable, and they work really well for that. But yeah, the 278 heavy, that's like a bait rod for 25-pound test. I mean, that'd be
one of the best bait rods.
It is. It'd be your kelp patty rod, and you could get away with that reel or even a little smaller reel. But get a 6480. It's going to be cork tape only, so you won't have the reel seat that the 270 could have. But, and if you wanted to go into a graphiter, then you'd probably go to like an 800 heavy, something like that. Just a legit 40-pound. And you might have heard Rosie talking earlier. These yellowtail are monsters, and they're tackle busters, and they're taking you into the rocks and the kelp and all that kind of stuff. So you might want to go to 50 pound, even if the rod's a 40 pound rod, you know, that 800 heavy or 6480.
And button down that drag.
You know, I would probably go to 50 pound on this particular trip or even you could go a straight Spectra with 80 pound, like Max Quattro or something like that, and just fish like your kelp cutter rig. And then, you know, if you're going to put a little shock leader on there, I mean, I'd make that like 60 pound.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great trip to Cedros Sport Fishing.
No doubt. John sent us a great text from Rancho San Diego. Says, what a great show. I love hearing from Doug. Hey, Doug, as a coffee grinder aficionado, I appreciate that your tackle store has such a good selection of high-end spinning reels. I love my Saragossa and my Thunnus. Can you talk a little bit more about the benefits and the burdens of using spinning reels for school-grade tuna, yellowfin, and yellowtail, Dorado, and more?
So, I mean, I'm just going to be straight up. I have learned mostly on conventional. I feel way more comfortable fishing conventionals. I can cast a conventional better. Typically, a conventional is a smaller reel for the same or even more line capacity. And I feel when I fish with the spinning reels, they're more clunky. And if you were to fish a spinning outfit and hook a bigger fish, you can't lay it on the rail because the spinning reel hangs down under the rod. So with all that bashing, they definitely have their place. If you grew up fishing spinning reels and that's just what you really like fishing with, you will get, for anything super lightweight, an anchovy, a sardine, you know, some
little swimmer
various
wax wing that we were talking about
earlier. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I have some spinning reels to throw that on.
Small
yeah.
poppers or jerk baits or stick baits, you know, all that kind of stuff. You will probably be able to cast it a little better, and that's why back east they use the spinning rods so much because their baits are all shaped like potato chips and they catch the wind.
Yeah. And they use a lot of artificials there.
They do.
Yeah. And they can't
cast. It's all casting.
Well,
and that.
Well,
I was going to be politically correct. Yeah. But learn to cast. Come on.
Yeah. So spinning rod would be, spinning reel would
so
be.
The, and the, so the spinning reels often carry a little bit less line capacity. Your line comes out at a right angle. So you've got a 90-degree angle to go up through the guides of your rod. It creates, you know, kind of a little extra friction on your line and the way that it pulls. So if you can learn to be a stud with a conventional reel, and we can help with that. We'll take you out on our dock and show you some tips and try and get you dialed in and, you know, go to the park and all that kind of stuff. If you can learn to fish effectively with a conventional reel, I think you'll be a little better off. But with that said, there are some guys that are wizards with spinning rods, and I couldn't do it.
Okay, I'm going to go on and say that you guys at Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle are absolute conventional
snobs.
Reel snobs when
yes.
it comes to
and proud of it.
The negativity on spinning reels. There's a lot of good plays for a spinning reel. Look at Ricky. He's going, no, he doesn't think so.
I've never,
but they're
yo, no,
they're,
you're right. It's spotted spinning, bay bass. I'm sorry.
Okay. But there's a lot of big fish that are landed on both coasts on spinning reels.
Yes.
Yeah. But you have to have the right spinning reel.
And you can't lay it on the rail, which has kind of become a thing.
Yeah.
The other problem that I have, I have said it 100 times on here. There for sure is a time and place for everything. One of the difficulties of spinning is if you want to be in the place where you're having lesser of a disadvantage, is it just doesn't come cheap. You know,
yeah.
And Doug, you made a great point earlier when you were talking about surface iron reels, where if Trinidad isn't in your budget, you can get Torium and have a reel that's half the cost and sees very little difference. Spinning is not that case.
Yeah.
If big game is your coral and you're wanting big fish, it just doesn't come inexpensive. If you want to maintain high torque, high power, good drag pressure, that kind of thing,
right.
It's Stella, it's Twin Power, it's maybe Saragossa, and then it starts,
yeah. Starts at 500 and up.
Well, the Saragossas
yeah.
are 3, Twin Power is 6, Stellas are 1,200. And where they really shine is when you're throwing surface lightweight jigs into the wind, you know, poppers, stick baits, you know, jerk baits, those kind of things. And they really are effective for that. You're never going to get a backlash. And if you can learn to do the casting, and then there are just the slight advantages. If you hook too big of a fish, you don't have as much line. You can't lay it on the rail. But we tongue-in-cheek it a lot. We sell a lot of spinning outfits. You know, he mentioned the two, the Saragossa and the Thunnus. They're both $300 reels. The Thunnus has the bait runner feature, so if you're going to fish live bait, that's a good way to go. You can throw a sardine out there. Your bail is closed. The sardine can run in free spool. You get the bite. You turn the handle, and it clicks it into gear.
Great live bait.
Yeah, it'd be, yeah. So it'd be like,
yeah.
You know, with your Tranx reel, you just turn the handle, it clicks it into gear. So it's a very user-friendly bait reel. You don't need it for casting any kind of artificials.
Right.
But
that bait runner feature is nice.
Yeah. It is nice.
All right. Very good.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Okay, it's time to find out who's winning that $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing. Doug's going to do us the honor on the caller or texter coin. We have a caller today. Congratulations, Randy in Costa Mesa.
Woo!
You've got $100 coming your way to the
tackle
shop.
$100 coming your way.
Sweet.
All right, we'll be in touch, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
And thanks to all the callers today. Thanks to all the texters. And thanks to all your support, both on 1090 AM, on our Let's Talk Hookup app, and, of course, our YouTube and Facebook Live, and, of course, all our archives and everything like that. Thanks to all of you out there. And thank you, Doug, for a great show. And Ricky didn't know. It's like, it's over, man. It's like,
I thought we had 15 more minutes.
Really, I was getting my caller ready, my text ready for the next go-round.
Yeah. So if we want to go Fisherman's Landing, how do we find you?
Best way is to come on down, come in and say hi to the boys, get yourself a fish sandwich along the docks, and enjoy looking at the boats. But you can always call us at 619-221-8506, and we'd love to see you guys down here. This has been one of the best summers for multiple reasons. Fishing, weather, it's just a gorgeous summer. Get out there and get fishing. There's a lot of season left, but don't let it get by you.
And we haven't had our yellowfin yet, so just wait.
No.
Could happen.
There's likely so many good things
so much
coming.
Good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, tomorrow, Wayne Cotto from CCA California will be here, and want to thank Chris for Man of the Phones and Adam on the board. And we'll see you tomorrow.